In the snow-laden wilderness of Leosland, where reality blurs with myth, Emily Wilde arrives with her aging boarhound Shadow to study the enigmatic Hidden Ones, a species of fairy previously considered mythical. It's October 1909, and this dedicated dryadologist from Cambridge has rented a simple stone cottage with a turf roof on a mountainside beyond the small village of Hrafnisvik. The villager's initial response is less than welcoming, offering no assistance as she struggles with her trunk through their remote settlement. Her landlord, Christian, arrives with a borderline hostile demeanor, warning her to confine her investigations to the wee ones rather than provoking the courtly fae, a distinction that immediately piques her scholarly interest. Only his son Finn proves friendly, helping Emily with practical matters like starting a fire. Emily maintains a deliberately detached demeanor, prioritizing her academic work above personal connections. Her relationship with Shadow represents one of her few emotional attachments, highlighting her preference for animal companionship over human interaction. As she settles in, she receives a letter from Dr. Wendell Bambleby, a fellow dryadologist, hinting at his possible plans to join her. Most curiously, when she attempts to burn the letter, it remains unscathed in the flames, reinforcing her suspicion that Bambleby himself might not be entirely human. Emily's approach blends academic rigor with magical intuition. During her first fieldwork day, she surveys the forest perimeter, identifying fairy indicators like mushroom rings, moss patterns, and dark trees. Her discovery of a hot spring with wooden figurines and rock caramels confirms a significant site. Upon detecting fairy presence, she employs traditional methods, placing offerings, Turkish delights in a porcelain box with her grandmother's diamond, and singing in Fae, the universal language of the folk. To Finn, she explains scholarly categories, brownies and trooping Fae as subcategories of common Fae, distinct from courtly Fae. Emily's first fairy encounter occurs at the Sulfuric Spring. A small skeletal creature in a raven-skin cloak with stone eyes appears. Using her knowledge of fairy customs, she establishes a bargain, her beaver hat skin for bread, with Turkish delights as goodwill. Throughout her fieldwork, Emily maintains meticulous documentation, pursuing knowledge that becomes both her greatest strength and vulnerability. Hrafnisvik exists in delicate balance with the folk. At the village tavern, Emily meets Thora, an ancient woman knitting without needles, suggesting her connection to the folk. Though villagers have wagered on Emily's survival, Thora shows her respect. The mood shifts when Ar, the headwoman's niece, arrives in a trance. Thora explains she's hollow after encountering the Hidden Ones, a warning of dangers Emily might face. Emily also meets the Samsons, whose son was replaced by a changeling. Their normal-looking house contains stairs that transform into wolf-mouth terrors, illusions they've endured for years. As Emily settles in, she discovers Hrafnisvik operates by unwritten rules. When she inadvertently offends Odd by refusing hospitality and questioning villagers without permission, she faces practical consequences, burnt food, and inflated prices. These social dynamics maintain order in a community where mortal and fairy worlds intersect. Emily's structured research plan is disrupted when Wendell Bambleby arrives unexpectedly with two graduate students. His golden hair and black dressing gown contrasts sharply with Emily's practical approach. While Emily struggled for acceptance, Bambleby effortlessly charms everyone, discovering Finn's Irish interests, impressing Odd with his manners, and becoming the center of attention. Despite her irritation, they establish a working arrangement. Subtle clues reveal Bambleby's true nature. Discomfort around metal, an accent occasionally slipping into the folk's tongue, and his distinctive demeanor. Emily's brownie contact nervously confirms that Bambleby, a fairy prince, had inquired about fairy doors. Their relationship evolves through shared experiences, particularly after Emily's firewood chopping accident nearly severs Bambleby's arm. While Odd stitches his wound, Emily brews willow leaf tea, recalling a tale about healing a fairy prince. During recovery, Bumblebee fades in and out of substance, revealing his true nature to Odd, who finds it amusing that Emily knows his secret while he remains oblivious. Emily's research distinguishes between harmless wee ones like Poe and the dangerous courtly fae. This danger manifests when she confronts a changeling in Morden Aslog's home, a beautiful boy with translucent hair who threatens terrible consequences before dissolving into shadow when wounded. The peril intensifies when Emily approaches a forbidden white tree whose roots seize Bumblebee. She realizes the tree imprisons an ancient king seeking revenge. Later, she finds herself marked with an invisible shadow ring and an unnaturally cold hand, yet a strange mental fog prevents her from telling Bumblebee. The true nature of courtly fairy power reveals itself when frost-covered skeletal bogles attack. Emily uses a word of power for temporary invisibility, but when the effect fades, Bumblebee exposes his nature by methodically slaughtering the fairies with perfect, calm brutality, conjuring a knife-branched tree to impale them. This display reveals the violent reality beneath courtly fairy beauty, beings of immense power following rules humans can study but never fully comprehend. When Lilja and Margaret are abducted, Emily transforms from observer to rescuer, insisting on a genuine rescue despite Bumblebee's suggestion to merely pretend. The villagers equip them with a sleigh, horses, and provisions for their journey. During travel, Bumblebee reveals more of himself, touching trees that bloom in snow and expressing homesickness for hills round as apples and forests of such green you could bathe in it. Emily enters Faerie alone, discovering a winter fair on a frozen lake where folk appear almost human when viewed directly, but wraith-like in peripheral vision. She finds Lilja and Margaret skating like blank-smiled puppets. Using her knowledge of fairy customs and Shadow's protection, Emily rescues the women, trading her enchanted cloak for a white fur one with magical pockets. Though they remain trapped despite using the cloak's compass, Bumblebee arrives to help. Emily creates a sword from her frozen tears, following an ancient tale, enabling Bumblebee to defeat their attacker. Emily's scholarly curiosity leads to her most dangerous encounter when she frees the king imprisoned in the white tree. After severing her finger to break his enchantment, she witnesses the ascension of a fairy king by speaking a word of power 9 times. The freed king, beautiful with black hair adorned with opal beads and pale blue eyes, claims Emily as his bride and conjures an ice palace, causing deadly avalanches in villages with complete indifference to human deaths. During captivity, Emily fights enchantment through systematic escape attempts and journaling to maintain her sense of self. Her rescue comes when the entire village, plotting for weeks, sends Wendell in disguise during a gift-giving ceremony. When the former queen attempts to assassinate the king, Wendell seizes the chaos to free Emily. Upon returning, the once hostile village bids them farewell with gifts, a complete reversal of Emily's initial reception. Before facing the academic conference, Emily teases Wendell about his crooked chin while gathering courage, now understanding both the folk and her capacity for connection.